Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello everyone, we are students in digital information as part of our English course in collaboration with a student radio association, Radio Campus Tour. Our mission was to conduct an interview with artists from the Tour music scene in order to increase their visibility for foreign students who come to study in Tours.
This song is underrated!
Here's a new song.
I just discovered this music, oh my god.
This song is amazing!
I love this music.
Okay guys, I'll give you my place of November.
That's underrated.
Hi everyone and welcome to this new student podcast. Now tell me, do you know how many hours French people listen to music?
Not really, maybe half an hour?
Not at all, it's more than that. In fact, French people listen to around 2 hours per day. That's why today, in order to diversify your music test, we will discover some new artists. Tell me, Luan, what kind of artists do you enjoy?
In France, I don't know. I really enjoy Ayana Kamura, but then Kinvi, Jul, or...
Okay, stop. I see. Please, listen, you deserve more than that. You have to listen to other musics, more valuable and diverse ones. And above all, local ones.
Wait. You mean that now, in addition to eating local, we also have to consume local music?
Yes, Luan, one of the consequences of climate change. That's why today we will discover some Toronto artists. Some are artists from our own city, your city, Luan, Tours, the best city in France.
Yeah, of course.
Well, let's start with the emission. We hope you enjoyed our introduction and we now leave you with the next part.
Of course.
Yes. Well, my name is Marine Flèche. I'm 30 years old and I started drumming when I was 11 as a game and then started concert when I was 13. Then I met the Tous en Scène school in Tours where I took leisure classes with Frédéric Hermelin, who is a great teacher and a great drummer. After my baccalaureate, I did professional training at Tous en Scène and that's where I started my job as a drumming musician, which consists of playing concert, recording in studio, giving drumming lessons.
En studio, donner des cours de batterie.
It was only after that that I had the idea of doing another training 3 years ago, a specialized technical educator training.
Est-ce que tu peux nous parler un peu plus de cette passion? Quelle place elle prend pour toi dans ta vie?
Ouais, bah moi je suis née dans une famille de mélomanes.
Yes, I was born into a family of music lovers. Everyone loved music in my family. My father is an amateur bass player, so I think it gave me a little bit of the virus. It was really at the age of 11 that I was able to make my dreams come true. I think it's really part of my life. Even when I don't make music, I do anyway. It's there and it doesn't go away.
C'est là, ça part pas.
On a vu que tu te produisais avec plusieurs groupes différents, notamment Mopa et un autre musicien, Lier.
Alors moi j'ai joué avec énormément
So I played with a lot of bands, but I'm going to talk about the current ones. Mopa is a band in which I have played since 2016. We are seven musicians with a rather varied instrumentarium. We make music that we could call hybrid, no jazz, progressive, rock, electro. It's super cool, and we also released an album that is available on all platforms called Entropy.
Disponible sur toutes les plateformes. S'appelle Entropy.
Thank you. Lier is the personal project of the MoPa bass player called David Millet, who is also a guitarist. We are in a duo.
Et du coup, on est en duo. Ensuite, tu accompagnes
then I accompanied another friend whose project is called Bédagogie. It was a rock independent. We are having a threesome with a bass player named Clément Légal.
J'accompagne aussi une chanteuse qui
I am also in a duet with a singer named Dorothée Doyen, who is more on Le Mans and who does pop in French.
Et puis plein d'autres trucs que j'ai oublié. Oui, après, je fais de la musique, moi, avec...
I also play music with my friends in a project called Synesthesie. Rather, it is a contemplative instrumental music with a lot of imbé influences. Besides, release an EP, extended play, not too long ago, that you must go listen to. We do open mic at the Guinguette and we are a trio of musicians playing bass, drums and keyboard. Our concept is to leave the microphones to the rappers who wish to rap freely. Yeah, it's completely improvised and that's great.
Et mais du coup, pourquoi cette envie un peu de reprendre la musique?
De reprendre la musique ou de faire une formation il y a 3 ans? C'est ouais. Ça la question.
C'est vrai, ça peut être les deux carrément.
Faites la.
In fact, music has always been there and social work has also always been there, more or less too. I passed my BAFA when I was 18. That was a big trigger for me. After Toussaint Seine, I hesitated to take a training course in social work and since I didn't know the job at the time and there was COVID, I thought that I could launch myself into a training course. It's called specialized technical education. We use a medium to accompany people and it can be anything like music in my case.
On a vu sur ton compte Insta, il y avait que tu faisais des ateliers musique avec les enfants. Du coup, on voulait savoir si tu les continues encore aujourd'hui.
In a way, not with children anymore, but with teenagers who are in a handicap situation. We are welcomed in a IME, a medical educational institute. It's an establishment that takes in children who have had difficulty following the curriculum of the so-called ordinary school. And so at the IME, they have a school curriculum and at the same time, there are specialized technical educators who work in workshops. So I play music with them and we make reports, music, rap songs. That's a lot of fun.
Et on va repartir un peu sur le côté son et carrière pro. Donc, est-ce qu'il y a un son qui te tient le plus à cœur, vraiment que t'affectionnes particulièrement?
Well, I'm quite proud of the album we released with MoPa. For me, it's full of everything we can do together. The one I'm the most proud of is Synesthesia. It's a story of our friendship in music.
Le 8 mars dernier, vous avez fait un concert lors d'une soirée caritative au profit de la Maison des Femmes. Donc, est-ce que vous vous considérez comme une artiste engagée à travers ces concerts? Et pensez-vous défendre certaines valeurs?
Je pense que quand on est une femme,
I think that when you are a woman who makes music, you are in a position where you are not necessarily obliged to put up a banner. You are already a banner. Making music, playing drums while being a woman, it already represents something politically and artistically.
Ça représente déjà quelque chose politiquement et artistiquement. Après, ça peut s'exprimer de plein de manières, l'engagement et puis ce qu'on représente.
I think that just being on stage, and even more so by being on stage with a woman, I think that it says something that's committed.
Je pense que ça dit quelque chose.
Parce que du coup, tu nous parles de liens que tu aimerais faire donc, avec ton audience, mais est-ce que... T'as une cible entre guillemets que tu veux toucher en particulier.
J'ai fait aussi cette formation.
I also did this training in social work when I realized that in music, the problem was that we were always turning around ourselves. We play for the same people, those who are already aware of this environment. I think it is interesting to reach out to other audiences so that it is more porous between people. And I think that music can be used for that, but we have to be actor of it and in it.
On voulait savoir actuellement si tu travaillais sur un projet.
Eh ben, je suis en train d'un peu semer les graines, voilà, pour reprendre
I'm
la musique.
I'm sowing the seed to take up music again when I finish this thesis I'm doing at the moment. It is about how it can be interesting to use these artistic and cultural practices with the public. It's all the same subject, basically. Then, when I've got my degree, I will go for the music and the concert at full speed.
Pour les concerts à fond, quoi.
Ou bah, en parlant de projet, est-ce que tu as des ambitions futures? Est-ce que tu as des goals en tant qu'artiste, donc en tant que batteuse professionnelle, que t'aimerais atteindre, des rêves?
Bah, bien vivre de la musique pour m'acheter.
Make a good living from music, buy a house with a bay window and a place to make music, but above all, in a place with nice people, with nice values and music that I like.
Avec des belles valeurs, de la musique qui me plaît. Et là, en ce moment, on m'a appelé à être jury d'un...
I was called to be part of the jury of an international contest with a French version of female drums called Hit Like a Girl, and I'm very honored to be part of this jury.
Je suis super honorée de faire partie du jury de ce concours-là. Ça s'appelle Hit Like a Girl.
Bah, merci beaucoup. On a toutes nos réponses. Et
avec plaisir.
Merci pour ce petit moment.
Hello everyone, today on Radio Campus Tour, we're gonna present you The Onirists, an art rock group. So we're in the company of two members of the group, which are Lucas and Evan.
Delighted to meet you, The Onirists. Can you present the group quickly? How many members does the group have? What kind of music do you make?
So we are The Onirists. We are a group of artwork. We come from Maine-et-Loire, between Cholet and Angers. We are a group of four, and today there is only Alf here present. Luca is a drummer and a backing vocalist. Then we have Damien, who is bassist, and Alexis, who is singer and guitarist, and myself, Evan, who is a singer, pianist, and guitarist in the group.
Has it been a long time since you started, since you created your group in general, or you personally, did you start music as such?
So we started the music as such. I think so, it's been a very long time. I have been playing music since I was old enough to pick up my guitar in my hands.
I started music before you were born.
And suddenly, yeah, we all made music separately until we finally met. I joined the group in 2018, but the group has existed since around 2014.
Elle existe depuis à peu près 2014.
Ouais, on avait une formation avant.
We had training before, but once Luca joined, we were able to really go after what we wanted to do and produce the project a little better. I will explain right away what we say art rock. It is to take us off the just rock that is not very clear, that is just broad. We tried to find a name that suited us. We used to say we did progressive rock, so mostly that's our style. But as we tried to modernize it, to make it a little more public than the image of progressive rock that we can make, we tried to see a little what kind we were doing. And by doing our research, we came across this style that brings together a lot of groups that inspire us. Well, mainly the art rock band that will oversee that was Muse when we did our research. It was a group that brings us closer rather in the style we try to do, but we don't quite do this style.
Can you tell us a little bit about your music? What is its target?
Concrètement, ça touche tous ceux
concretely, it affects everyone who wants to discover this. We don't really have a target. When we create anyway, we don't say to ourselves, oh, it will please this audience. After, of course, we realized who enjoyed it by doing concerts and having feedback.
We love to do concerts. So, for example, last year, we did 25 concerts, so that there was the festival, the concert hall, there were events, town hall events, that kind of thing. But overall, it revolves around the three types of events.
There was a bachelor party anyway.
We can quote him because it was really an incredible day. Sometimes we have nice surprises on dates when we think that.
At time for the Sylfest.
The Sylfest, we think of you. But yeah, yeah, especially festivals, concert hall and the events of town hall, town village.
De ville, de village, etc.
Can you describe in three words your new EP?
Alors oui, on va sortir.
Yes, our new EP is out soon. Thanks for sharing that.
Donc le nouvel EP.
So our EP represents our aesthetic. Our EP includes six songs, and all the songs show our musical world. For example, pop rock songs or rock prog songs.
Des chansons plus rock prog.
Alors moi, je voudrais juste revenir sur votre nom de groupe.
Can we talk about your group name? What does it mean? How did you choose it?
Elle revient souvent cette question. Moi j'aime bien dire que.
I think we always give a different answer. The meaning of our name is the meaning that listeners want to give it.
Because
the word the honoris is not a real word in French or even in English.
C'est une création à partir de honorism.
We created it based on honorism, but an honorist doesn't exist.
On a fait plein d'essais puis à un moment donné.
We've given a lot of thought and the word honorism kept our attention. It is about dreaming.
En français, j'ai la définition.
I have the Wikipedia. Definition, it's the state of mind in which you take your dreams for reality.
C'est ça.
Et du coup, est-ce que vous en avez un?
So, do you have a favorite song?
Ah, là, on peut se battre. Là, on peut se battre.
Ah ouais. On a un son préféré.
Yes, I have a favorite song.
On va pas se battre. Toi, tu as ton.
Yes, you have.
Moi, j'ai un titre préféré.
Yes, I have a favorite song, and it is almost. It is track number 4.
Mais c'est un préféré parce que.
It's a favorite because I love playing this music during concerts and because it's the one that looks the more like the music I actually listen to.
Mais j'aime tous les titres.
But I love every song of the EP. We listen to them a lot between the creation and the mixing.
La création, le mixage, le mastering, le studio, etc.
One of the clips is already out on Cloud of Mine, which is the second song of the EP.
Là, on est en préparation d'un autre clip.
We are preparing another one, bientôt, which should be out for the release of the EP.
Et il y en aura un troisième.
And finally, we are preparing a third one. But my favorite song is not one of those three. It's called Lucid Dream Part 2.
On vous invite du coup à aller suivre The Honorist.
We invite you to follow The Honorist on Instagram, Facebook, and don't forget to check their website in which you can find the date or their future music tour.
De votre future tournée.
Exactly. Some images and information.
Thank you for coming. It was a pleasure.
Merci à vous.
Thanks to you.
C'était très cool.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Et surtout n'oubliez pas
continuer. And don't forget. Never stop dreaming.
About events, there are many festivals in the region. I will talk to you about the two main musical events that take place in the region. First of all, Terre du Son is a French festival created in 2005. This event is pretty big and has some pretty big artists like Orelsan, Lompal and Chaka Punk. This festival wants to be durable and responsible. For this objective, they made an eco-village with a lot of activities organized like DIY, healthy food and conferences. Then there is Au Cœur de Tours. It is a music festival created in 1986, which takes place for about 5 days. The programming is quite diverse with musicians generally from the alternative scene. It is one of the most important festivals in Touraine. They have a very diverse, wide and multi-stylistic programming.
Indire, featured song.
Je suis pas très heureuse.
passé avec la lumière sur le pas de ta porte. J'ai vu l'onde de notre insomnie les jours jusqu'à notre mort. Sont si nombreux que je me dis entre nous c'est très fort. Il suffirait juste de courir. Je ne reste plus rien, je suis hache dans ma tête, c'est la folie.
Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
Hi everyone, we are with Toucan Toucan, who start by introducing themselves.
Bonjour, alors oui, en effet, on est Toucan Toucan, Étienne et Laure.
Their idea composed of Étienne and Laure. They make electropop music.
Notamment à de la chanson, mais avec une petite touche d'électronique.
They will then explain the name of their group.
On l'a choisi Toucan Toucan parce que ça sonnait bien. Le groupe, il a une longue histoire comme tous les groupes.
They chose Toucan Toucan because they saw it was cool and it reminds them of the duality they form. He also has a striking sound inviting to the trip they love.
Dans sa sonorité.
Tourangeau maintenant.
They will talk about the influence of the city of Tours on their music.
Il y en a forcément une parce que en arrivant sur Tours, moi j'ai fait.
We both attend the jazz at Tours School, which they very well know. That allow them to diversify musically, which greatly contribute to their writing.
Énormément de musiciens et de musiciennes. C'est une arborescence infinie. Alors qu'est-ce que c'est que l'électropop? Je pense qu'on peut dire que c'est ce format où il y a des mélodies.
They say it's a format that is memorized with music that is catchy, has a relationship to body and dance in good vibe. They say this is a rumination of the MAO, which play a large part in current music.
L'instrumentarium.
Ouais, cette simplicité, à la fois qu'on aime, on apprécie, c'est très, très basique, très simple,
for them and that is why they appreciate it, because they are not sophisticated musicians.
Qui, voilà, qui vont être sur de l'expérimental ou des choses compliquées. C'est quand j'ai écrit le morceau donc Sirocco.
She explained that the album was called like that because she thought the word Sirocco was very pretty. And that when she wrote the song Sirocco, it was a rhyme that she liked. For them, this word evokes a lot of things that they put in the album. She says that Sirocco is a lot of things at once, something violent.
Mis dans l'album, c'est-à-dire en fait, le Sirocco, c'est plein de choses. C'est à la fois quelque chose de violent, c'est à la fois quelque chose dans l'imaginaire des gens qui est chaud et plutôt lié aux vacances.
The artists have already seen the video and know where they wanted to put on the album. She came up with the idea of them naked behind a zebra. They saw it was offbeat with everything that was going on. The zebra strip, the reminder of the Sirocco.
They will talk about a song from the album Deux Attrapas.
Ah, alors c'est Laure qui écrit toutes les paroles.
Laure wrote all the lyrics
And this song is a love story. They think she was inspired by her story for the video. The boss wanted to be elite, and he dressed up as a gorilla because the song is not about him. The gorilla is a pop icon for them, which can be found in many other clips.
En même temps, le message d'amour il est assez universel.
They say that the album is available everywhere by tapping Toucan Toucan sur le sky.
Le sable s'enfonce sous mes pieds. Je laisse à l'abandon les mirages s'avancer. Et dans la mangrove, je me suis laissé couler. Cette nouvelle sensation, j'aimerais te la partager.
Hi everyone, sorry to interrupt you in your discovery of the artist of Tours and its region, but we have to talk about something important. As you understood, Tours has a developed music scene whose strength comes from its diversity. But for this diversity to reach your ears, concert halls and festivals are essential. So today I have with me two experts of musical places in Tours, Aurélien and Juliette.
Thank you for me this segment. Like you say, it's important to put the spotlight on some multiple music places. In our city, the music scene is definitely developed and boosted by festivals and places. We also have different music schools like Jazz à Tours and Toussaint Seine, well known in the area.
Tours is truly a city of music.
If you want to listen to, you have to come to the ILO Electronic. This festival is a must if you like electro or techno music. Since 2014, the association makes room for the independent electronic music. Otherwise, there is the Campania Festival, created in 2007, which is located in Saint-Patin-de-Racan. What is great about this festival is that it is eco-responsible.
Seems nice. What do they do to preserve the environment?
For example, there are returnable cups, toilets and LED lighting. They have even organized partnerships with the field via networks and free shuttles. It's convenient, right?
So for those who like to come to festivals, you have plenty of choice.
Yeah, you got it. But if you want to extend this atmosphere that combines music, discovery and festivity, many concert halls are also present in Tours and its surroundings.
Speaking of concert hall, I went to see the students of the Turin Music School Toussaint Seine last week at Automachine. Do you know this place?
Of course. It is a concert hall you must see. Inaugurated in 2011, the Temps Machine is located in Joie des Tours. Very famous locally, it is a fairly large structure that houses three rehearsal studios, one with a synthesizer, and most importantly, two performance halls with 600 and 200 seats respectively. And by the way, just to let you know, in its early days, this scene was focuses on discovering avant-garde pop, rock and electro groups, but its orientation was highly criticized because it was considered too picky. This is why since 2015 it has opened up to broader horizons.
Besides, there is a less known venue, but that you should absolutely discover, Le Petit Faucheux. And to listen to local artists, it's the best. Featuring a 200-seat concert hall, Le Petit Faucheux has a mission to promote jazz and improvised music, both locally and nationally.
And good to know, Le Petit Faucheux celebrates its 35 years of jazz at the end of 2022.
Accommodating up to 450 standing and 150 seated, this concert hall has been entirely redone and is ready to welcome music, theatre, dance, circus or even exhibition and reading.
More than just a simple concert hall, it's a place to discover local artists from every art and every genre.
To resume, for a small or a big concert in Tours, there is always a hall available.
Thank you for listening to us. We hope you learned something new from this segment and that you now understand Tours musical scene. We will stop there so you can now discover other local artists. Enjoy!
Hello to all, we are interviewing the creator of the music band Ultra Light Blazer.
En quelques
few words, how would you describe your music band?
So it's a mix between jazz and rap. We call it jazz rap. Our style is a style that has been around for a long time. It started in New Orleans in the early 90s. It was like slam with musicians playing behind me. There are five of us in the band.
And when did you create the band? The origin, the history of the creation in broad lines. How did it happen?
Actually, at the beginning, it was an instrumental band. It was a group of seven musicians called Light Blazer. Later, I met the rapper Edash Kata, who is now the rapper of the band. We had the will to create a smaller band, so now our band has been around for about 10 years. We take a lot of inspiration from US rap from the 90s. For example, we're inspired by the band we really like called The Roots. Maybe you know them. It's the band that plays at Saturday Night Live. Their longtime musicians were used to play with other musicians.
Is it a choice to sing in English because you have an inspiration from the States?
Edash, the rapper of the group, is English-speaking. He comes from Malawi, a small English-speaking country in Central Africa. He grew up listening to US rap, that's why he sings in English.
And what is the music that most represents the band?
It's the song named Bête in the album Patience. The common value we share is anti-capitalism, the fact that we want to live in a world that turns a little more round. One of the best moments we had on stage was at the very beginning of the band when we won the Tremplin Jazz Asset and when we play as the opening act for Jamie Cullum, an English jazz singer.
Do you have any project in preparation at the moment?
We might release some EP or mixtape to try to be present and on the different platforms. We don't try to differentiate ourselves, we try to be authentic. We know that our music is either for people who know music or for people our age. We do niche rap, not trap or drill.
That's how we take it off the hook. Let's put it back, so we can take it off again. I said, yo, pocket that shit. Take that, cop that, chop that, take that, bag that, pocket that, take that, cop that, chop it, fit it, fit it with the family niggas. So you take that, cop that, pocket that, don't get duped. Hell nah, take that, cop that, pocket that, shake it, yo, lay low with the wagon, that'll be the man.
We all met in Paris. We all went to the Paris Conservatory and then we returned where we came from. For example, Mathieu, the pianist, grew up in Poitiers. He came back there after his studies. Guillaume, the bass player, was born in Montpellier and also went back there. And me too, I came back here to tour my hometown. We're all intermittent performers. We are structured as a music collective called the Collectif des Vestons Légers. We have two employees, a distribution manager with the commercial one and an administrator. Our private joke is to say that we make music that seems like a game of a cat and a mouse. It's like the public is the cat and we are the mouse. We take them to play through our composition and then we take them to another place. Actually, we do about 30 dates a year. That's not bad actually, but I'd like us to do like 45 or 50 dates. That would be cool.
Do you have any project for the future?
Thanks to a friend who owns a music studio in Marseille, we would like to quickly record a new album live with the platform Twitch. We would love to record music with other artists in order to propose a musical alternative of what we usually do in an EP or a mixtape. At the moment, we're trying to invite famous artists, but it's complicated to find. When we release an EP, the goal is to be associated with someone better known in order to have more success.
The Académie Francis Poulain teaches in Mélodie Française. This academy then organizes an internship to 10 to 15 days every year. This course, called Masterclasses, helps artists already established in the field of lyric singing to develop their skills on a particular theme.
Les chemins qui vont Radio Campus and to listeners, now it's time for a new special guest, Bass Trick. So you are known for your energetic performance and your sound quality production, and you have released several projects, singles and labels like Circus Records and Never Say Die Records. So you specialize in the kind of electronic music now as bass music.
The difference is that bass music refers to bass, which can be similar to dubstep or trap, and also some house music styles. The global street music is this mixture with the hip-hop codes of rap, either rappers, rap, or melody that can be found in a rapper's creation or whatever. It's the mix between electronic arts and rap.
Ooh, dog, Nike's in the rain, ooh, rain, ooh, rain, ooh, ayy, Nike clean, Nike clean, Nike clean, ooh, dog, Nike's in the rain, ooh, rain, ooh, rain, ooh, ayy, Nike clean, Nike clean, Nike clean, ooh, dog, wet kick, wet kick, wet kick, bounce, ooh, wet kick, wet kick, wet kick, ooh, dog, wet kick, wet kick, wet kick, bounce, Nike's in the rain.
Are you from Tours? Why stay in Tours? Do you have a special connection with the city, cultural, musical? Can you tell us a bit about your vision of things about the city?
So I'm staying in Tours, it's a choice. But it's a choice that was a bit forced. After me, I love my city. There are no problems over it or anything. I respect all that and fully represent it. But it's true that in relation to work, in relation to music and everything, there is city rather than in France or even everywhere else that are more likely to be able to offer interesting thing for careers. Not is the sooner in code I succeed, the sooner I live in a city outside France, for example.
So we looked at your Insta a bit and we saw a post with DJ Snake. Did you do a collaboration?
Yeah, we work on some stuff, but nothing official yet. We are more exchanging music, talking more than really working together. But here we are, we don't know what the future holds for us, and maybe something will happen in, I don't know, in a few years.
Peace.
Global Street Music.
Today we welcome the band Ymir. Let's go!
Who are you? Can you quickly present yourself? Aline Bisset is a musician playing the flute. She's going to tell us about a group she plays music for called Ymir.
Je vais plutôt vous parler d'un groupe pour lequel j'écris aussi de la musique qui s'appelle Ymir. Et puis sinon, pour continuer à me présenter, ben, musicalement, je dirais que j'aime...
She's oriented towards the music known as improvised, where in the writing there is a part of freedom.
Plutôt improvisé ou alors écrite, mais dans lequel, dans l'écriture, il puisse y avoir une part de liberté.
How did the idea of creating the group Ymir come about? Did you know each other before? What made her want to create this band is to write music where we transgress the rules of the music we hear most on the radio, etc., with a bass or a harmonic instrument and a very present rhythm. In the group, there is nevertheless a drummer, but the idea was to create a music freed from these codes there. She plays with Alexis Persigan on trombone, Guillaume Haddad on violoncelle, and at the origin of the group, it was Sami Chapuis who played drums, and after a change, it is now Adrien Bess. There are people with whom she wanted to play, with whom there is a common sensibility, a real cohesion.
Avec qui il y a une affinité, en tout cas, il y a une sensibilité qui est commune.
Une certaine cohésion.
Oui. And why the name Ymir?
Alors, pourquoi le nom Ymir? Comment ça vous est venu?
C'est un groupe qui s'est monté.
The name came to her when she took a jazz course in Tours.
Le cursus d'EEM jazz à Tours.
For the name of the group, she listens a lot to this style of music from Northern Europe, and she heard about the name Leda, a collection of poetry that tells the formation of the mythological world, and Ymir was a character in these stories. How did you identify your audience? Aline Bisset has the desire to reach everyone, which is not easy when you make non-broadcast and singular music, because it doesn't necessarily correspond to very commercial codes. However, she wants as many people as possible to have access to this kind of non-standard music. For that, it is necessary to play in very varied places.
Nous, on a un album qui va bientôt sortir.
Soon, a new album will be released. This album, named Plein Air, will be released on the occasion of a tour.
Est-ce que vous envisagez donc de mettre votre musique sur des plateformes?
Have you thought about broadcasting your music on platforms?
Moi aussi, ça m'intéresse parce que c'est aussi une super façon de la diffuser.
Platforms are indeed a very interesting medium for broadcasting music, since a fairly large part of the money still goes to the group of artists. But this band is still young to be followed by other labels. Have you already created the lyrics of some music? First, there are very few lyrics in Ymir's music. There is only one song in which she wrote a text. Aline rather emphasizes the plastic side in the sense that she puts a lot of importance and pleasure in sound research, sound deepening, and the challenge of making her intruder sound in another way. It is very important to cultivate curiosity in order to listen to new things that are not necessarily known. We are lucky to have a lot of possible music to make. There is not only one style, so let's enjoy it!
Great show. There were some passionate interviews about music and musicians.
Yeah, I like the universe of each artist who we heard. This show has proved that a lot of smaller artists are not now enough, and they deserve more popularity and visibility internationally.
Yeah, of course.
To sum up these interviews, in tour you can find a lot of different genres of music.
We have, like we heard, Bastric, who does bass music. The Onirist, a group of art rock, progressive rock. Toucan Toucan, a pop-up duo who sing in English and French. Marine, a rock and roll battle girl who make different types of music.
There's also Ultralight Blazer, a group of five Globetrotters musicians who make some jazz rap. And last but not least, Ymir. If you want to see all of these artists we mentioned previously, you can go to festivals like Terre du Son, The Hilo, Campagnard and Au Quart de Tour. Take your places, it's coming very soon.
But if you want to go to concert weekly, there's two concert halls in tour. The Temps Machine, The Petit Faucheux, The Bateau Ivre. And don't forget, one day, a great man said,
when the music is good, 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 good. When the music is good, 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 good.
You've been listening to students from the Information Communication Department of the University of Tours in France, bringing you this special edition music roundup of a selection of artists and musical events in and around the Tours area. A show produced in collaboration with the UT Tours in partnership with Radio Campus Tours and as part of the European Independent Radio Exchange Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.